This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Eric Morton of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure that you never miss the latest from Disney theme parks around the world. Here now is the news for November 11th, 2022, and happy Veterans Day. After closures on Wednesday evening and Thursday morning, the Walt Disney World theme parks reopened yesterday. The Magic Kingdom opened at noon and then closed at 6 for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, which went from 7 to midnight. Epcot reopened at 1 p.m. Disney's Hollywood Studios opened at 2 p.m. and Disney's Animal Kingdom opened at 1 p.m. Disney Springs reopened at noon, but Disney's Typhoon Lagoon, Winter Summerland Miniature Golf Course, and Fantasia Gardens Miniature Golf remained closed yesterday. Hoop-de-doo Musical Review at Fort Wilderness was also closed last night. Looks like normal operations are resuming just in time for the holiday weekend. Our thoughts are with the people of Orlando International Airport, who no doubt are trying to catch up from probably a gigantic mess from their closures. Tis the season, and the Tomorrowland Speedway at Magic Kingdom is getting into the mood with a festive overlay. Let's hit the track. Music plays as you see glowing lights along the track, creating a cool effect. While you travel the circuit, there is a lovely pyramid of light-up spheres and more retro-futuristic decorations around the track. The decorations are a nice addition to a classic Tomorrowland attraction. The decorations evoke a modern feel with light colors and futuristic looking designs. Don't worry, still smells like gasoline. The holiday season has also reached the far edges of the galaxy, and Space Mountain is getting in on the fun. The Space Mountain Holiday Run overlay has returned from Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. The ride promises a trippy jaunt through the cosmos filled with dazzling lighting and high energy holiday tunes. The lift tunnel lights up in blue, red, and green for the season. The overlay features rockin' Christmas tunes with rock concert style lighting. We found it to be really fun and a welcome addition to the attraction. Unsurprisingly, the extensive refurbishment of Tomorrowland Light and Power Company has been extended through Saturday, December 10th in the Magic Kingdom. The shop located at the exit of Space Mountain has been closed since the start of August, but it's currently scheduled to reopen to guests on December 11th. Even before the closure, work was underway to match the store's look to the new aesthetic of Tomorrowland, as well as prepare it to also serve as a shop for Tron Light Cycle Run when it opens next spring, or, you know, whenever it opens. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Interglobe Society, patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all the WIGS members watching who make this show happen each week. The Happy Holidays Toy Story Popcorn Bucket has finally arrived at Walt Disney World. It debuted this week during the first Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. The bucket had been available during previous holiday seasons at both Tokyo Disney Resort and Disneyland Resort. Woody and Buzz are perched on a block stack spelling out Happy Holidays. Buzz places the Luxo ball atop of that stack. The ball lights up as seen above. The bucket opens at the bottom for a place to put your popcorn. It is, after all, a popcorn bucket. It's also an access panel down there for the batteries, which are included. The lanyard matches with red, green, and white alphabet blocks. The bucket sells for $28. We found it at the snack stand near the Jungle Cruise, or Jingle Cruise, or, well, you know the spot. While we showed you a video of all the regular treats at the Magic Kingdom for the holidays, there are still more special treats exclusive to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. This sounded like a mission for the Diffindahl siblings, so we sent Jason and Jill to try them all. You can watch them review each treat right here on our channel. We also have new videos of meet and greets, parades, and that wild A Totally Tomorrowland Christmas stage show, all from Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. A sweet new Holiday Loungefly mini backpack is available at Walt Disney World. We found this peppermint-inspired Loungefly bag in Creation Shop at Epcot. On the front of the bag is a large Mickey-shaped peppermint covered in red sequins and white fake leather. It's hiding a small front pocket there. The Disney Parks Loungefly plaque is above the pocket that has a Mickey gingerbread mouse zipper pull. The main part of the bag is light blue with an all-over pattern of gingerbread mice, Mickey peppermints, candy canes, and Mickey bars wearing Santa hats. The main pocket zipper is lined with red fabric, and the straps are red and white striped. It has a red handle on top, and the interior lining is red with a pattern of candy canes and Mickey peppermints. It sells for $85. There are a ton of new holiday treats now available at Disney's Hollywood Studios, and you guessed it, I got to go eat them all. My blood sugar is still recovering. Don't worry, I had help. Spoiler alert, there are some items at Hollywood Studios with some serious amounts of red food coloring. I had to almost take a shower just to get rid of it. I washed my hands several times to get rid of all that red food coloring. To see all the new treats and hear our thoughts, you can watch a video right here on our channel. New Magic Kingdom map merchandise has debuted as part of the Walt Disney World 50th Anniversary Vault Collection. We know these Vault Collection drops are big, so we went ahead and kind of put them all together in one post for you. Unlike the opening day map merchandise that was released earlier in the year, this collection features a map from the late 1970s. We found a pin in Frontier Trading Post at Magic Kingdom and two bags at Celebrity Five and Dime at Disney's Hollywood Studios. The bags and a shirt are also available on Shop Disney. The rectangular pin, let's start there, it features the map with Walt Disney World and Magic Kingdom logos raised to the side. It sells for $17.99. The circular crossbody bag has the map printed on both sides with dark green piping and an adjustable, removable green strap. It has a Magic Kingdom logo bag charm. There are also dual carry handles. The compartment snaps closed, sells for $39.99. Next up is the tote bag. This tote can be converted into a backpack with adjustable cord straps. It has a dark green interior lining and small zip pocket. The map design is printed all over with Disney characters on the edges and a Magic Kingdom logo near the bottom. The tote sells for $44.99. And last up, we have a long sleeve t-shirt for adults. The jersey knit shirt has a map on the front panel, and then it has light blue sleeves with cuffs and a ribbed crew neck. The back panel is just a solid color, sells for $49.99. A reversible map bucket hat that was also released as part of this collection actually came out last month. While we talked about Believe Sea of Dreams recently, that's the new nighttime spectacular at Tokyo Disney Sea. Just a quick heads up that we have a new high-quality video of the show right here on our YouTube channel. The new show replaced Fantasmic, which ran from 2011 to 2020. Tom is out there in Japan. That's why I'm sitting here in this chair. He and Spencer were on hand for a preview performance and then some subsequent performances as well. They really like it. The show looks great. For the absolute latest on these stories and all those that didn't make it to today's show, and there are a lot of them, be sure to check WWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is that their services are free. Visit WWNT.travel. for details. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Eric Morton saying enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
From WDWNT-TV, this is Park Center. Join us each week for news and discussion topics from the Disney and Universal theme parks around the world. We cover the stories in a quick, concise, and fun format, and then our panel breaks down and debates some of the biggest issues and what they mean for us, the parks fans. From the latest announcements to openings and delays to scandals and snacks and merchandise and more, we'll cover it all in 90 minutes. Join us live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on YouTube at WDWNT-TV or watch episodes on demand anytime. You can also subscribe to the audio version of the show on your favorite podcast app.